You have landed on the Dave Congleton Show, always your hometown radio talk show. Susan Hoffman joins us during the 4 o'clock hour. Let's find out what she's been reading, what you've been reading lately. You know, we have this phrase, social distancing, that has come into our vernacular of late. While another term that's getting more and more exposure, PPEs, people talking about PPEs, we need PPEs, personal protective equipment. I want to talk to a couple different people about this subject. We're going to start first with Trish Juarez is calling in. Hey, Trish, good afternoon.
Hi, Dave. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
All right, what's your secret?
Well, my mom started, Deborah O'Malley's her name. She started making masks for my husband, who's a fire captain with Cal Fire, and my best friend's the ER charge nurse at Sierra Vista. And we're just trying to find people to help us make masks. So,
how hard is that to do? I know nothing of this.
It's super easy to do. We've got a link that you can. We're trying to stay super consistent about it and make sure everyone kind of follows the hospital certified one that we want them to make. But we've been having a tough time finding people.
Really?
Yeah. So we're just trying to get the word out and get as many masks made as we can. My mom and my aunt Susie started together and decided to start sewing the masks, and they're using their own supplies. They're doing this for free, just out of the kindness of their hearts. And we've quickly realized we're getting a ton of feedback from doctors' offices, hospitals, fire, police, and the hospitals are even wanting them for the patients. So we've got almost 1,000 orders in. And we would love to find more people to help us make these things.
So you need to you need to make 1,000 masks.
Yeah, as of right now, we're trying to do that. Yeah.
Okay. And I'm sorry, you also need what?
Oh, no worries. We're also looking for donations of 100% cotton fabric or elastic or both to keep up with the demand. My mom and my aunt have pretty much gone through everything they have. The quilters cupboard in Atascadero has been amazing. They've donated so much, which is fantastic. And we're also looking for monetary donations if people feel the need to do that, just for materials only, just to order stuff.
So,
and on top of donations, we're hugely looking for people.
How many people do you have currently making the masks?
We currently have about 8.
Okay.
And we're hoping to have like 10 by tomorrow. But we'd love to have at least like 30 people making them. That'd be amazing.
If you had 1,000 people, you'd be done in like 5 minutes.
Totally. That'd be great. And we could keep going and go to other counties and whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and of course, the thing to keep in the back of our heads is we're assuming that this is going to be over quickly. You could sadly need another 1,000 or too soon.
Easily. I think, from my husband with Cal Fire and my best friend at Sierra Vista, I think this next week's going to get a little bit tougher on all of us, and the more we can make for our community would be the better. We started a Facebook group. It's called Masks for Our Emergency Service Slo County, and if anyone wants information, they can hop on there.
Repeat the name, please.
Yeah.
Repeat the name.
Yeah, sure. It's Facebook. It's on Facebook. It's called Masks for Our Emergency Service Slo County.
Now, I've got somebody listening, texting in right now. He says, my wife is a seamstress. She has made masks, but cannot find elastic. As the local stores are closed, she would love to help.
And we're finding that with a lot of the fabric. So many fabric stores are willing to donate fabric, but none of them have elastic. So we're having a hard time with that. We were able to find some on eBay, but, you know, we got to wait for them to get here.
Yeah, that could take a while.
Yep.
All right.
We're just kind of trying to make do with what we've got and get some more people on board to help us out.
So if people want to help make the masks, what's the easiest way to get a hold of you, Trish? How do they sign up?
I think going to the Facebook group would be the best route. I'm kind of heading that up and trying to communicate with the doctor's offices and hospitals that need stuff. And then once masks are made, they're coming to me so I can sterilize them, package them, and deliver them. And so, again, the Facebook group is Masks for Our Emergency Service, Slo County.
I have another text coming in from Ron. He says, please ask your guests to be careful representing the clinical efficacy that these masks can actually have?
Yeah, totally. The N95 mask is definitely the one mask that's going to help us the most, but those are very far and few to come by right now. So this one is a DCON-S hospital certified mask, and the pattern for it, there's on our website or on the Facebook group, there's a link for that. And so we're really trying to, my mom's very picky about it, about making sure they're made the right way. And we're not going to give anything to anybody that's not going to be the right pattern. So,
yeah, we have faith in you. All right. So if people want to volunteer, they can go through the Facebook page. How about if they want to donate money?
Yeah, I think just really just contacting that Facebook group for now. And I, again, I'm in charge of that and they can contact me through that very easily. And anything that they have questions about, they're feel free to ask on there.
So now I've got a third text coming in. Person wants to help, but they're not on Facebook.
Ah, well, I'm more than happy to give them my email address if that's better for them. I can do that. If
okay.
they've got email or my phone number, I'm happy to do that.
Give us one or the other, whatever is easiest for you. How about email?
Sure, I'll do the email. Yeah, it's Patricia, Patricia, last name Juarez, Juarez, photo, like a photographer, photo, 3@gmail.com. So Patricia Juarez, 3@gmail.com.
Patricia Juarez, photo, 3@gmail.
Photo, Gmail. 3, yes. Sorry. Patricia Juarez, photo, 3@gmail.com. Yes.
Otherwise, I'm going to get all the emails.
Right.
Patricia Juarez, photo, 3@gmail.com. So
yep,
you need material. You need people who are willing. How much time does it make to make a mask?
It's not taking very long. Like, my mom is getting about 20 done in a day, 25 on a good day, but she's still, you know, doing her normal day-to-day stuff as well.
And you need to make 1,000.
Yeah, we're going to try.
Yeah, well, good for you. And please keep us posted on this. So you need volunteers, you need material, and you need money so you can buy more material.
Yeah, that would be great. Yep.
All right. One last time on the Facebook place. One last time on the Facebook page.
Masks for our emergency service, Slo County.
All right, Trish, anything else you want to say?
No, I think we're good. Thank you so much for helping us out.
All right, Trish, please keep us posted. We'll keep the word going.
Sounds good.
All right, thank you. Again, her email, if that's easier for you, Patricia Juarez, Juarez, photo, 3@gmail.com. They need people who can volunteer to make these masks. They need material. And if you don't have material, then they just need some donations. Keep in mind, this all stays on the Central Coast. And you say, well, geez, Dave, I'd like to, but my sewing machine doesn't work. Or I haven't used my sewing machine in a long time. I don't know. Well, I got just the guy for you. Let's go up to Pastor Robles now. Here's Paul Howell. Hey, Paul.
Hey, Dave, what's happening?
You tell me. You're the sewing machine guy.
Well, a lot happening, actually.
I bet you're busy now.
You know, I'm always busy, but all of a sudden now it's a different kind of busy. Instead of my regular customers and regular sewing people, people are, just like you said, they're pulling their machines out and saying, wow, thing doesn't work right, or they're having problems, or they need a little bit of help.
I'm trying to remember last time I saw a sewing machine.
Everybody's got a sewing machine story, you know.
Yeah. But Paul, I want people to make sure people know about you, so go ahead and put a promo in for yourself.
Well, I've been working on sewing machines since 1983, and professionally at least, and I'm really busy, but, you know, shifted since the COVID and everything happening here. I usually pick up machines at a couple different locations around the county. There's like 4 different places I pick up machines, bring it back to my workshop in Paso Robles, and repair them. But now all those locations are closed, so I've got a COVID-19 plan up on my website. If people want to pull their machine out, print off the, like a little intake form where they can put their name and phone number and what's wrong with the machine. And,
well, let me stop you right there. What's your website, Paul?
Yeah.
What's your website?
Oh, it's CentralCoastSewing.com.
CentralCoastSewing.com.
Yeah.
All right, so I can go on your website at CentralCoastSewing.com, and I can fill out the form and do what with it?
Oh, you then just bring it up to my, just, well, you need to make an appointment. They can give me a call, give me a text, say, here, you know, we could chat about their machine if they want on the phone. The main thing is I need to know what's wrong with it, and I try to get it back as quickly as possible. You know, pretty good right now as far as turnaround time, but I suspect now that the word's out a little bit, it might get a little busier, but just be patient. I'm only one person, but...
Yeah. Do you find that
they can bring it up to me?
Do people drop it off on my...
Go ahead.
No, I was just asking, do people tend to hang on to these older machines, or do they go out and buy new ones?
Oh, gosh. I work on machines from the 1920s and 30s all the way up to brand-new computerized machines, everything, industrial machines. And sewing machines last a long time. So, you know, it's not uncommon to see a machine that was made in the 30s or 40s. It still works great.
Yeah. So people need any kind of help on their sewing machine, you're the guy. What's your phone number, by the way, in case people aren't on the Internet?
Yeah, it's 805-540-9294. And I take phone calls, texts, and anybody who's making those masks, just let me know that you're making those masks, and I'll try to streamline it for you and get back to you as quickly as possible.
All right, so 805-540-9294, or go to CentralCoastSewing.com.
That's it.
All right, sir.
Pretty easy.
Keep us posted.
Hey, thanks a lot, Dave.
All right, Paul, thanks for being there. Again, you want help with your sewing machine, call Paul Howe. This guy knows his stuff. 805-540-9294. We're just focusing on this segment of Hometown Radio on the so-called PPEs. And personal protective equipment. We'll come back and continue that. I'm Dave Congleton. This is Hometown Radio. Reminder that tomorrow, State Assemblyman Jordan Cunningham will be joining us. Also, Cy Tenenberg wants to talk about the impact of the COVID-19 virus on our military troops. We certainly welcome that conversation. Susan Hoffman joins us during the 4 o'clock hour. I'm Dave Congleton. We have been focusing this segment on the so-called PPEs, personal protective equipment. We've heard from Trish Juarez and Paul Howell. I want to take another call here. And look who's here. It's the one, the only, Mr. Dan Shadwell. Hey, Dan.
How are you, Dave?
I'm good, buddy. How are you, sir?
Well, doing well. Hey, one of the things that has been occurring to me as I'm sitting here kind of contemplating my navel, trying to figure out how I can be helpful in this whole thing, is how really amazing the community response has been. And just listening to your segment there with the woman who is spearheading that whole effort to put together those masks is really inspiring.
Yeah, she's got to have come up with 1,000. Wow.
Yeah, and... So one of the things that I tried to do here early on was start reaching out to various contacts that I've made over the years through media interviews and just try to find out how we can kind of coordinate efforts and figure out where the need is greatest, specific to this PPE issue. There is a website that I came across called Get Us PPE, and it's spelled just like you would think, getuspppe.org. This is a national website, and it lists a lot of different facilities around the country and many on the Central Coast. It does not necessarily list all of the facilities that I've found that are asking for PPE, and different facilities have different requests and different hours. So what I'm trying to do is just kind of let folks know about this website. I just got off of the phone here with Nora Wallace, who is the PR head over at Lompoc Valley Medical Center. They're still trying to define what their process is going to be, but she says they are definitely needing N95s, surgical masks, face shields, safety goggles, the Tyvek white bunny suits, and that is what I'm seeing also at Goleta Valley Cottage Hospital. They have a pretty well-defined process. They're open 10 to 5, and they have a designated area behind the location there at 351 South Patterson Avenue in Goleta, where they are accepting all kinds of items there. But I would just say that the rule of thumb that I'm seeing is call and check if you have an area provider, a medical provider, just check and see with them if they have any particular needs, because not everybody needs the same stuff.
Craig, what's this article you're finding?
It was sent to us on the text line. Apparently, a few hours ago, it was just posted that a union located 39 million masks.
The N95 masks.
Yeah, and they're also the business. I haven't read fully in the article, something about 20. The company also found a supplier that can produce 20 million protective masks per week. And this just popped up. Wow. Thanks to a texter.
Thanks to that article. Well, that's encouraging, Dan.
It is. And one of the things that occurred to me here recently is that there are a lot of businesses that are shut down that can't really do much with the equipment that they have. Auto body shops, painting companies, any kind of organization that has a clean room facility where they have to have sterile environments. Even my dentist's office, they indicated that they have some supplies that they're going to be looking at donating too. And while it's great that we've got this capacity on an industrial level that can ramp up, it may take a while for that to work. And in the meantime, our frontline healthcare providers are really scrambling. And some of them are actually sending those items to areas in California where they're already seeking they're already looking at pretty desperate need.
I'd also take this opportunity to remind folks that they can go to our website at 920kvec.com, and we've linked to the county website, and they've got a volunteer page that includes donating medical supplies. So any number of ways to find out the information here as we continue chatting with Dan Shadwell. And I think what you're saying, Dan, underscores the fact that a lot of the hospitals across the country, especially here in California, are suffering and facing shortages.
Already, there are hospitals in the Bay Area that are starting to see big blooms of the illness. And of course, part of the problem here is that the testing is so far behind that a lot of folks are showing up for these tests, and they're trying to get that turned around. But in the meantime, the medical providers have to make sure that they are thoroughly protected, because you start taking out the medical personnel, and we're in a real world of hurt. But again, just around the area here, the organizations that I've seen that I know are accepting donations, French Hospital, Goleta Valley Hospital, Lompoc Valley Medical Center, although Lompoc Valley Medical Center is still trying to figure out their specifics in terms of their hours, but also we've got community health centers in Santa Maria, specifically on Blosser, that is accepting donations too.
Where can people, if people are saying, well, gee, I want to go donate something, where do people get the, if hospitals can't get it, how are you and me and Craig, how are we supposed to get it? That's the part I don't understand.
Well, so that's a good question. And I think some people early on were ordering online from Amazon and various other dealers to get this equipment. But I think right now, at least from the health providers I'm speaking to, they're urging people, rather than trying to buy N95 masks for themselves, which really aren't going to be terribly helpful in preventing getting the disease, they would be helpful if you are already sick from spreading it. They're urging everybody to try to just scramble, get the materials that are sitting by in your storage or maybe waiting for an emergency, and get them to the medical providers, because those folks are really on the front lines, and they're in many cases putting their lives at risk by doing this.
And as you told me earlier, some places like the urgent care, MedStop Urgent Care, Madonna Road, they're fine.
Yeah, they actually, they're doing pretty well. And some of the smaller facilities saw this coming. They saw the emerging crisis overseas and in New York City and some of the bigger metropolitan areas. And they started making sure that their supply lines were in good shape. And, of course, orders that had already been in process are going to continue to arrive at those facilities. So the smaller facilities are not necessarily the places that are in dire need right now. A lot of the areas that we're seeing are the bigger metropolitan areas. So the Bay Area, Los Angeles, we're going to start seeing metropolitan area medical facilities overwhelmed here, unfortunately, probably way too soon.
And as Dan Chadwell and I have this conversation, I'm reminded that today we hit the ominous milestone that our death toll in this country hit 1,000. Here's a headline from the Associated Press. Reporting from overwhelmed state and local officials is both sporadic and incomplete. Most who have died are older than 70, but the virus also is killing younger Americans. Most victims are men who had underlying health conditions.
Yeah, it's frightening. And the truth of the matter is that while the medical community has been able to identify some folks who are most at risk, there is a broad spectrum of the population, you know, that for a lot of reasons we're unclear about, that have susceptibility as well. So.
All right, Dan, as we wrap things up here, what's the main takeaway about PPEs? What do you want people to do?
Well, I would just suggest trying to look at some of these national sites that are trying to map the local facilities that are most in need. But before you load up the car and run supplies over, call ahead just to make sure that you know what the procedure is at that particular facility and that they are indeed accepting whatever it is you might have to donate. GetUsPPE.org is the site I've been looking at, GetUsPPE.org.
And you can go to our website at 920kvc.com. We also link to a donation page. If you need help with your sewing machine, get a hold of Paul at CentralCoastSewing.com. If you want to sew some surgical masks, you can email Patricia Juarez, photo, the number 3, Patricia Juarez, photo, 3, at gmail.com. Thanks, Dan. Short final thought?
That's it. Everybody, please stay safe and maintain a good social distance. It's really important.
All right, sir. Thanks for all you do. Thanks, Dan.
Thank you, Dave.
Off we go. We got news. We got traffic. We got weather. We got Susan Hoffman. Here we go. 4 o'clock hour begins now.